And now we're hanging out with Coach Rotunda, the Martin County West boys basketball program, and excellent game against Bold. From what people have told me is that the fact that you went toe-to-toe with Bold in the first half is something that kind of threw them off balance, from what I heard from parents, from their other broadcasters, just from everything else that I was hearing. So really good game, despite not the greatest of outcomes.
Well, so I know that going into playoffs there, I mean, you got nothing to lose as far as, I mean, you're the underdog and going through it there. And I know that physically we just didn't match up with a man-to-man. So we had played a lot of man throughout the season, but we just decided to go play the zone, and the kids were active and going through that. There was just a matter of that second half. We still were down by one with 13 minutes to go and just too many turnovers to kind of let them take that game.
Another problem with that one is the pressure. There was a lot of full court pressure going on at Bold, and that was something that's always been kind of, you guys struggled with a lot during the season, is that when teams would go on a full court press or a half court press, you guys couldn't exactly break it. But the difference between Bold and the other teams is that the other teams kind of backed off on their press, but Bold just saw the winning formula and went with it.
So I think the biggest thing in that game there is that they were able to score off the press there. They don't, like, for the most part, you know, it's just a matter of, like, the nerves got there a little bit there. But the first half, they did it, and we were able to break it and settle down there. But the second half, for whatever reason, we just kind of got in our own head and rushed it and had said too many turnovers when they had, you know, especially when they're hitting shots, and we got to be able to match those points, and we didn't match those points in the second half when they jumped the lead to 15.
Of course, the biggest thing this season is that nearly half of it, you guys were in that five-point margin. Whether you lost by 5 points, you won by 5 points, that was just one of the big defining factors of this whole season. It was just like a close but no cigar moment. So what was kind of going on with that?
I mean, a lot of it's just learning how to win. I know as you go through it, like the process of being able to win games at the varsity level is tough. And like you look at our section of just, you know, how tight it was from 5 through 15, even like where everybody's at that, you know, the QRF was tight, the 8 to 13 wins or whatever else were like that range for some of those, a game here, a game there, but just missed free throws up at Loyola when we had a chance to win that one, missed free throws, a tie against Grenada there. Just sometimes it comes down to just finishing that, playing that full 36, but the year before we had so many games that we weren't even close. You got to be able to kind of reboot a little bit there, and so that's where just it's good to be able to see them be so competitive and just realize how close we were to being. We were 15. We could have easily gone up to a 7 seed just by winning essentially 2 games and have some tiebreakers.
So let's talk about some positive notes here. Jacob Wilmus, so he picks up his 1,000th career points, which is a huge milestone for anybody. What was kind of like the reaction as soon as he made that basket, just not only from, I guess, the bench standpoint, from also like you as a coach, just watching him as a player?
I mean, nothing to take away from it there, but it happened during the playoff game with Alden there, so I was just still focused on being able to get that job done to win that game there. And I know, like, after the game was more so, like, the focus on that, but I know how much he's worked throughout the year and then, you know, didn't really force shots or whatever else there to be able to go through, like, to make things, you know, where you're trying to put more pressure on himself and just kind of play basketball there. So it was kind of, in the end, like, A, it was good to be able to win that game, and B, you know, just for him to be able to get that accomplished because you're running out of time and you have that last few games there and you're still not at that 1,000 point.
Also looking around that this year, you're losing a lot of seniors. In fact, it's a good chunk of the roster is gone due to graduation, which, of course, we always want to wish them the best as soon as they graduate. But it's kind of like, what's going to happen now that you've lost a lot of depth in your roster, now that you've lost a lot of seniors?
Can't really say rebuild, but I just kind of try to find a way to reload, because you just have, you know, Chase Owens is the only one that's coming back that played and scored for the most part there. So you're trying to replace over 95% of your scoring pretty much. And then on top of it, between, you know, the guard play, the defense, I mean, everything there, it just is so much to have to replace there. And at the end of the day, like I keep telling those guys, the JV, the whole entire year, like, at some point you got to put yourself as like we're varsity players here, because you can't go through and have some of these mistakes when you have, like you said, when you're a junior, sophomore, and even a freshman. I said, you got to have a goal of, why not me to start next year? You got 5 starters to replace, and you know that's kind of that open-ended thing there too. So just putting the time in the summer, finding ways to score, finding what, and you got a whole different team that you're going to have to reboot with there, and just got to figure out what's your strengths, what's your weaknesses there, because we don't have a stud like Jake and coming back to be able to have that 20 points a game, or Kale, the same thing there. So
towards the end of the season, Josh Roben was out with an illness a little bit. Did that kind of shake things up a little bit on the roster, knowing you kind of lost a key player like that?
So at the end of the day, it's tough to replace him no matter what it is there. But I think it took him a couple of games where they finally figured out, we went from a 7-man to a 6-man rotation there and just have more minutes for some of that. And I thought overall, Kane Sharp gained confidence in himself, being able to, be more efficient in the paint and on defense. And just, so I thought that helped us in the end with the playoffs, just some of the later games when he did come back, because then you have another cool center that's just ready there. But, the first few games, you could definitely tell you're missing a score. You can't replace that with what we have on the bench there. Just a matter of the other guys just having to step up even more when you're trying to replace the guy that's getting, can get 10-plus points and 6 or 7 rebounds in the game there, plus what he adds just defensively there. You just can't replace that. You just got to hope to step up and do your best to stop some of the bleeding there.
Another big problem I can potentially see next season is you kind of lost the big strong arm plays that you're going to be having in the paint, because Sharp was doing a great job of that. Roben was doing a great job of that. And Jacob Wilmus, that was like his bread and butter thing, was just trying to strong arm in the paint just to go in for an easy 2 points. And now that you've lost those three key players who can kind of do that aspect, how exactly are you going to start generating some offense for next season?
And so that's kind of what's got to be able to be figured out now. Like I said, I know we got a few months there before. Thankfully, we're not playing game one, in April there, but just said developing an identity in the summer. And I don't know, like I said, you have to be able to figure out, how do we score from the outside? Do we have anybody on the inside with our height? Do we go small? So it's all going to be kind of, what do you develop over the summer with our, shooting wise and whatever else there, to find ways to score, because that's when you're replacing 20 or 95% of your scoring, that's really tough to have to go into there. So,
kind of end this interview on a positive note, starting the season out in December and looking through February, what were some things that you liked about the season? What are some good positive notes that you could take away from it?
Well, it's just the senior group. I just love being able to coach them there, because they're coachable and they just have that drive to try to win there every game. And you can just see the push every single practice, games, whatever else, just the kind of that difference there. Then I know just being around Zach Crumwitty and Tyler Willey, I mean, those two put in so much time as assistants there, and being able to be around them and all the work that they put into is fun there. But I know the thing that weighs on us ever since they've had the inaugural game with the Carson Jansen game there, that was definitely a positive to pull that game out and win that. Every year, that's a goal for our players there. We want to win the Carson Jansen game there, and we've had some tight games where we just haven't been able to win it as the varsity boys, and it was fun to finally win that game too. So just those little things that kind of all add up in a long season there.
And that was Coach Rotunda of the Martin County West boys basketball team. We'll be back with more on your coach's show right here on Extreme Country.